Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we again focus on events in Alabama
And we're talking about Recall LaGrange, which is taking place this Saturday, May the 4th, in LaGrange Community. I'd like to welcome to the show right now Mr. Owen Chapman. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Owen.
Thank you, Mark.
Glad to have you. Let's talk about Recall LaGrange. And when did this, is this the first time this has happened, or is this an annual event?
Now, this is an annual event. It's been celebrated for several years. I'm not exactly sure when it started, but it's been going on for quite a while. And we want to point out it is a free event, so one more reason to come out. It won't cost you anything.
Do you know how it was founded, how the event started, who started that?
Oh, well, the LaGrange Historical Association is in charge of the college, and they were looking for a way to celebrate the anniversary of the founding of the college. And I think they came up with this annual event.
Have you had people through the years share their experience bringing their children and maybe the learning experience that happens when they come to Recall LaGrange?
You always run into somebody who's got a ancestor buried up there or know of an ancestor or an aunt or an uncle. It's amazing. Anytime you're in any kind of a historical event, you start talking with people, the information they have and they want to share with you is always interesting and makes the event purposeful.
Let's talk about your participation. You actually participate as George Kump. Who is that individual?
He was a physician in LaGrange back in the 1800s, a very successful physician. He not only treated people in the area, but he was also elected to the Lawrence County and the Alabama medical president of the Medical Association of Lawrence County and Alabama. So he was a very good physician.
How did you come to be that character? How did that happen?
Well, I've known Louise and L.C. Lentz for years through geocaching. We have some geocaches out there, and I finally was able to get some time where I could volunteer. And they said, well, how'd you like to play Dr. Kump? And I said, well, why not? I'm an old man. I look like an old doctor.
That's great. And I guess you get some enjoyment from that too.
Yes. In my opening monologue, Doris, it says, you're probably wondering why I'm buried here in LaGrange Cemetery. Well, there are two reasons. The first and most important is that I'm dead. The second is I practiced medicine in LaGrange area during and following the Civil War. The University of Pennsylvania is where I earned my medical degree. I was not only loved, honored, and esteemed by those who called me in distress, but also by the medical profession who elected me to the position of honor. I was elected president of the Lawrence County Medical Association and the State of Alabama Medical Association. So he was quite a guy.
What are some of the other characters that are represented at Recall LaGrange?
The petrified lady, Annie Vinson, will be up there. And there's another doctor, and I'm sorry to say I don't recall his name, but we will be dressed in costume, and there'll be free hayride vehicles from the college up to the cemetery where you can get off and you can tour the cemetery and listen to us talk about our characters, and then go back up. As the next load comes in, you can get back on the wagon and go be carried back down to the college. So you not only do you get a little history out of the cemetery, but you get a hay wagon ride also.
As far as you can remember back, Owen, were you a person who enjoyed history?
As far as I can remember, I've always enjoyed history. I had a fifth grade Indian teacher. His name was George Reeves. And he was an American Indian. He's about the oldest. I'm 80 years old, and I don't remember a lot of my elementary school teachers, but I've always remembered George Reeves, and he was my history teacher in fifth grade.
Could you have imagined being a character or doing this many years ago?
No. Nobody can look forward to anything like that. It's just, once you get retired, you're able to do some of the things you wanted to do and participate in activities, and LaGrange College is very important to North Alabama and the history and the University of North Alabama. There should be a lot of UNA alums around that may or may not be familiar with it, And it's an important thing to support and keep going, because it is historically accurate. Some of the buildings have been restored. It is a beautiful view from up there. You can see from Killen all the way to Tuscumbia on a clear day.
That's incredible. And, of course, this is Alabama's first college and military institute at LaGrange. And recall, LaGrange is what we're talking about, happening on Saturday. Gates opening at 11 o'clock. The Prohibition-era raid reenactment is at 2 p.m. Now, entry is free, but donations are appreciated to support the upkeep of the historic park and cemetery. And, Owen, I believe you have someone with you, Dr. George Kump, and let's talk to him for just a minute.
Okay. Dr. Kump, you know, I was born in Germany on September 7th, 1819. That makes me about 205 now, so my memory leaves me every once in a while.
Well, Dr. Kump, what are some of the challenges that you faced as a doctor in the LaGrange community?
Well, medicine was very scarce and few, far between, and you know, everybody, we didn't have the sanitation and the medicine we had that is available to people today. So it was just it was a hard job. All you could do was do your best to keep people recovering from illnesses or falls. You know, lots of people fell off horses or fell off of cliffs and broke a lot of broken limbs. We did our best, and you know, obviously we did a good job because people are still here, and everybody around here is had an ancestor, and if we hadn't kept those people going 140 years ago, we wouldn't be here now.
Well, clearly, Dr. Kump, you did something that made you memorable this many years later for people to remember, to have a legacy that you have. What was it about you that would cause people to remember you in particular as a doctor in the LaGrange community?
Well, I was always friendly, and you know, I owned the pharmacy, and we always took care of everybody. I mean, even if you didn't have the funds to pay me, you could always come back later, or bring me a chicken or a dozen eggs. Most important thing to me was keeping people healthy and recovering and getting them better. I was fortunate enough to have other forms of income, so I could not only practice medicine, but I could have my family. I had several children. My wife Rebecca and two of my sons actually followed me into the medical profession. And one, James Seabe, was the probate judge of Lawrence County for many years. So my offspring did well, and I did well.
This Saturday, you're going to have an opportunity to get to speak to a lot of people, young and old alike. What is a message to young people that may be interested in the medical field?
Just study. You know, keep your eyes open and be objective about things. You can't. You know, you can't go into medicine with preconceived ideas. You should start thinking, well, I know what's wrong with that person without talking to them and finding out what their ailments are. You know, you're going to make mistakes. So, medical profession is a good profession, and it's a worthy profession. So if you're interested, definitely, you know, follow your dreams.
Well, Dr. Kump, we look forward to meeting you this weekend as we try to make our way to Recall LaGrange, happening this Saturday. Gates opening at 11 o'clock. Entry is free. Donations are accepted. The highlight of the day is the Prohibition-era raid reenactment at 2 p.m., and I look forward to seeing this reenactment and seeing Recall LaGrange and all the different presentations, arts and crafts, music, and much more.
Right, and, you know, it's on Highway 157, about 18 miles west of Moulton, about 5 miles southeast of Muscle Shoals. So right there on Highway 157.
Excellent. Sounds good. Is Mr. Chapman still with you?
Yes, he is.
Mr. Owen Chapman, welcome back to the show.
You're welcome. Appreciate you talking to Dr. Kump. His memory leaves him a little bit at this age, but he does a pretty good job.
We look forward to all the characters, and we appreciate those who are volunteering for this Saturday event to bring these wonderful presentations, arts and crafts, music, and more to the LaGrange community. It sounds like a wonderful event.
We hope it will be, and remember, this is part of North Alabama's history. It's it's something everybody should be aware of, how North Alabama progressed. This is a wonderful part of the country to live in. There's so much to see and do in North Alabama. And LaGrange, the college is just one of them, but we should all be proud to live in a fine area like North Alabama.
Will there be food vendors at this event?
Oh yes, gotta have some food there, and there'll be a bake sale just in case you need a little extra something sweet.
Excellent. Owen Chapman, thank you so much for this conversation today, and we look forward to Recall LaGrange coming up this Saturday.
Thank you much, Mark.
All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to head to Valley Head, Alabama, as they have Memories of Mayberry Festival coming up this Saturday as well. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. As we venture out to Valley Head, Alabama, we want to focus on Memories of Mayberry Festival, which is coming up this weekend. And I have on the line with me Adele Phillips to talk about Memories of Mayberry Festival in Valley Head, Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Adele.
Yes. Hey, this is Adele. We are glad to be able to be on your show. We would like to tell you a little bit about Mayberry. We have done this for, this is our seventh year, and we are enjoying these festivals more and more each year. We have the Sharps for the first 4 hours, and the last half of our day will be the Stranded. We have, for kids, we have ponies, we have a train ride, we have bouncy house, we have balloon characters, we have the characters Barney Fife, we have Floyd, we have Ernest T, we have Otis, we have over 30-something vendors, and we have a cruise in around our street. We're very small, but we have a block that goes around, and we have plenty of parking spaces. We have free admission, free parking. We will have people parking you. There won't be any problem at all.
Tell me your connection with the Andy Griffith Show. Do you love the show yourself?
Oh, yes. Grew up with it. Yes.
Tell me your favorite character.
Barney.
He helped make the show, didn't he? For sure.
He sure did. And the one that portrays him is a good friend of ours. And he actually graduated from Valley Head. And he is, I mean, he has the car. He has the whole thing. And he does a lot of commercials now. So he is, he went way up there in this.
So, do you have a favorite episode of Andy Griffith's show?
Well, I can't think of one right off the hand. You got me there. But there, I mean, and the whistling, the little Andy boy, he is, we have a whistling contest. And we want to eventually, we would like to try to get the boys, you know, in this and have a contest with them. And eventually, we hadn't got that far yet, but we're working on it. Every year we're doing a little bit more. So it's a lot to put on in this little town.
Well, sure. But, and 7 years is a lot of effort in 7 years to that, because the Mark White Show has been around for 7 years, so we're celebrating our anniversary about the same time.
Yes. We love it. It's like I say, we've advertised outside. But you know, after about the first 4 years, people start calling us from all over. And then this year, you know, it's been the same way. It's that way every year. When are y'all doing this? You know, we hadn't heard yet. So, and it's in papers, it's in, you know, all around the news media and everything. So it's growing on out there a little bit. Probably too much for us sometimes. But we have enjoyed this, you know, putting this on every year. And this is mainly for the town. We started out doing it for a fundraiser with one of our mayors, Lamar Bray. And he said, our volunteer fire department needs a good fundraiser. And I went to this little town and I seen this and it made me think. And so that was his first year. And he looked at us and he said, hey, can we put one on in 6 months? And I looked at him and I thought, 6 months, 3 months, you know, we're into this, you know. And I looked at him, I said, sure, you know, I didn't know what I was getting into. But, buddy, we all pulled together, and our first year was very successful. We had to borrow a lot of stuff, but then the next year we found out we had to purchase some stuff to keep this going, and we did, and it's just grown from there. And we love doing it. This year it goes to the events and festivals, which the town cannot provide all the Christmas stuff that we need and all that. So, and we're having other festivals like the Christmas parade and a faith festival, and some of these things have been thrown out. So, the money is going to go into an event and festival so that we can carry on this.
That's wonderful. And I've actually had two cast members from the Andy Griffith Show, three, I'll say, because one of them was the Darlins. His name's David. And then I had Maggie Mancuso, who played Charlene Darlin, and then Betty Lynn, who played Thelma Lou. So I had them on the show before they passed away, and it was great to be able to make that connection. And, of course, if somebody wanted to travel to Mount Airy, North Carolina, they could go to Mayberry Days. But if they're in Alabama or Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee, this is convenient for those folks to drive over to Valley Head, Alabama, to get that experience.
Yes, it is. Just come on, and we'll welcome you with open arms. We love people. We're a very friendly town. We just try to do the best we can here.
How about the pie eating contest and the pickle contest?
So sorry, I missed that. That's one of our main attractions. Is the Aunt B's pickle contest, Aunt B's pie contest. A pickle contest will be, you bring it that morning by 9 o'clock, and then we have it around 10 or 10:30, somewhere in there. And then the pie contest this year we're going to have in the city hall, so that it's more convenient for those that want to buy, bring the pies that have to, you know, be in the cool. Also, we have an Aunt B, and she portrays her so good. We've had her 1 year, and she's from right here. We just went in and got her out of a restaurant and said, hey, do this for us. And she said, okay. So we have her. We have Otis, like I said, in Ernest T. And our whistling contest, like I said, that goes over real good.
This is wonderful. As soon as I saw Memories of Mayberry, I told my wife I'm interested in coming over to Valley Head, Alabama, because we love the Andy Griffith Show. We went to Mount Airy one time and had that experience. And actually, Betty Lynn was at the museum that Andy Griffith is recognized at. We were able to meet her, and she was such a sweet lady. And I love the people who try to act like these characters to give us that experience again. And I know there's a great Floyd out there. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but I believe he'll be there this year.
Yeah, Alan Newsom. He's from Eider.
Thank you. From Eider. Yes. That's right. Eider, Alabama.
Yes. That's right up on the mountain from us. So all of these characters are pretty much lives around here. And they are good characters, I'm telling you.
That is so cool. Adele, what is the best part of the experience to you?
The best part is having the town come together and have something for our town. We, the years before, I can never remember, and a lot of people told us the first one we ever put on that they had never seen so many people in one town, in this town, ever before. And I think it's just bringing people in and talking with them, and everybody just loving our characters and everything, you know, and loving Mayberry. A lot of the older ones, people like me, we grew up with watching Mayberry. And so this is just, that means more to me than anything. It's just having them all come together. And our singers, and we start out with Alamotto, and we have a really good singer that does that every year. She has done that for us. And it's just very memorable.
Outside of Memories of Mayberry, what is special to you about Valley Head, Alabama?
I have been on the council. This will be 16 years. And out of all the years that I've been here, it's helping our town to grow and to clean our town up, to be here for people when they come in, and there's problems everywhere. So any town hall knows that, or, you know, and it's more of anything. It's just helping people in our town. And that's the main thing for me.
Well, I hope that people will go to Valley Head, Alabama this weekend and enjoy Memories of Mayberry. It starts at 9 a.m. for a full day of fun, proceeds, benefit, events, and festivals for Valley Head, Alabama. For more information, they can call 256-899-3776 or 256-635-6814. They can also email, like I did, at vhtownhall@farmerstel.com. And also check out the website for Valleyhead, Alabama at valleyheadalabama.com. Adele, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about memories of Mayberry. And I'm looking forward to an opportunity to visit Valleyhead maybe this weekend.
Oh, yes. We would love to have you down here. Just come on.
You've done a great job today, Adele, representing your community, and I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Folks, Adele Phillips, she's representing Valleyhead, Alabama, and Memories of Mayberry, which is taking place this weekend. Go check it out in Valleyhead, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your strawberry needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69
exit 299 off Interstate 65. Jay Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's Jay Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Jay Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by. Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.